This is KXCI what? KXCI Tucson. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I'm happy to be here with you right here, right now, on the radio. And I'm so excited because it is now 9 p.m. here at KXCI Tucson, which means it's time for me to send it on over down the hall to Studio 2B. Everybody, get ready. Here come Dactyls.
Thank you. You are tuned in to KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and we are live in Studio 2A with Dactyls. Hey, Dactyls.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Right on. Band meeting. I'm Bridget Thumb. Let's take attendance. Where's Julio?
Hi,
Julio. And would you like to introduce yourself and tell them what you're playing?
Sure. I'm Julio, and I'm playing guitar.
Julio on guitar. And where's Sarah?
Over here.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Sarah. I'm playing bass.
Sarah on bass. And then we have Paul.
Yep. Am I here? Present?
Oh, there you are.
I'm playing tenor sax.
Paul, that's a beautiful saxophone.
Thank you.
I like the patina. Yeah. It's like golden.
It's not old, but it has that look.
And finally, on drums, we have Sarah.
No.
I'm sorry, Asa.
I'm Asa. I'm playing drums.
Hi, Asa, Paul, Sarah, and Julio. Welcome to KXCI.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Oh, right on. That was a very groovy set of a few songs that you put together there. And thank you for being here. Let's get down to it. Let's start this interview out right. Right? What do we want to talk about? How about origin stories?
Yeah.
How did Dactyls come to be? What's the fractal on Dactyls?
It was kind of a fractal beginning. We had all kind of played in different projects, mainly the backup brass band in town. Three out of four of us, but then a couple. So you want to speak more to that?
Or? Oh, yeah. That's going back to, 2017? Mm-hmm. So
it was back in 2017. That. It was a crisp autumn day.
Well, we formed in, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel it was kind of right coming out of the lockdown part of the pandemic, like in 2021 or 2022, Ace and you and I started playing together. It was like my first time out of the pod, or it was very lockdown days. And I one thing I've loved about this project is that it's kind of been as things have come back into happening kind of in a public sphere, this is kind of unfolded. But we played a lot of mask shows, a lot of outside shows, still do.
Yeah, so it started with you two, and then you expanded from there?
Yeah, Sarah and I had played music together a couple times. We played in the cover show, we did a Tegan and Sarah cover band. And then we were playing some of your originals, and I think we played the first live music out of lockdown in the pandemic.
We had a show at Splinter Collective.
Splinter. And then Sarah and Paul and I were playing in the backup brass band for years together. I still play in the group.
Well, we played once. We played doom music during pandemic, masked. Yeah. We never reformed, but it was very beautiful and fun. So.
Yeah. Ace and I were in different Fiona Apple cover bands one year.
Oh, that's true. For that.
We didn't play together, but we both covered Fiona Apple.
Wow, that's amazing. So, yeah, and did you all, how did you meet?
Mm-hmm.
How did you come together? Was it through music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right. Cool.
Yeah, I had asked Julio for some lessons, and you were actually, can we just play music together? And it was great.
Oh, that's great.
It was so great. And then we started writing songs and asked Paul to come play and needed a bass player, and we had all known Sarah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Sarah, when you got together, did you have a vision of the future?
I did, actually. We were making a list of goals and places we'd like to play, and Locals Only was right on there. I had when I first moved to town about 8 years ago, I moved for kind of every reason other than work, and I didn't know necessarily a lot of people, but Kathy Rivers was here at the time, and she's someone I knew from doing sound in Plush Club in St. Louis, which is also Plush Club here.
Right.
So I kind of asked how to get in touch with the music scene and what was going on, and she recommended coming here to Locals Only, and I was pretty it's just such a beautiful space to walk into and blown away, and I still then just you know, listening to KXCI. So, yeah.
Oh, well, we're so happy that you made it, Sarah.
it's a nice full circle.
The vision came to be, and here we are right now, enjoying this moment right now. Isn't this incredible? Live on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about your latest EP that you've got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it. Who wants to talk?
Yeah.
Who wants to go for it?
Well, it's a culmination of, how many songs is it? Eight?
Eight songs.
Eight songs that we had been working on throughout. We did most of our recording at St. Cecilia.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful space.
Oh, yeah.
It really was. Yeah. Yeah. And then we also had some outside help mm-hmm. with recording as well.
Yeah, Hayden at St. Cecilia did all our recording there, and then we fortunately had two very talented people in the band who were able to do our mixing. Sarah and Julio did a lot of our mixing. We kind of did it together, too, which was a fun process.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ren Peter Savage from the band Krege, who we love, did the mastering of the album for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
that's cool that you were able to all work on it together.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're all originals, all things that we wrote collectively, kind of like.
Yeah.
What's that process like? What's your playing space like? Your rehearsal space, your writing space.
We moved from my bedroom to my living room, and that's where we've been playing.
Expanded.
Because that's where the drums are.
Less intimate.
Less intimate. Yeah, we're really going away from intimacy.
Running away from intimacy.
Yeah, it's time to start living.
Yeah.
Gotta get out of
the real
bed.
World.
Gotta get out of bed, yeah.
daily struggle.
Well, that's beautiful. So what were the first two songs that you just played mm-hmm. just now?
Those were called Meow for Now.
Meow for Now.
And Lap Pool, short for The Lap Pool is Closed Today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a frantic song because, it was closed. It was really upsetting.
Yeah, I appreciate your song titles very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So what else should I ask you about? I don't know. Any ideas? Do you have any... plans for what you're going to play next? Like, you probably figured it out. You probably talked about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to hear next from Dactyls?
We have a couple more that kind of we've figured out a transition between the two that we liked. So that's Split Ambivalence and Reading Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, Reading
mm-hmm.
Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, figuring out song titles for instrumental songs. Mm-hmm. You know, usually if there's the vocals, then you can pull the title from the words in the song, but we have to figure out how to talk to each other about the songs, and so usually it would be some goofing around or some joke or something that happened just to be able to refer to the song at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's why they've ended up with kind of silly names.
Song 37B.
We have one called Chicken Snacks.
Yes.
It's after the little $5 chicken and french fry combo at the Slice and Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Slice and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're not sponsored by Slice and Ice. Yeah. Yeah. If you're listening.
This one's for you.
Shout out.
Shout out to Slice and Ice.
We're ready to collab.
But it's only $5.
Does that need to be bleeped out?
I think you're all right. Those who know.
Yeah. It's
you
local.
You know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fresh. Still it's open. Local.
You got 40 minutes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when you do that, is it just one of those things where y'all agree and be like, yep, that's the name.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken Snacks, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'll change a few times before it cements, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I think Meow for Now is just literally for now. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to call it that for now, and
mm-hmm.
now it's still that.
That's right, because it would get stuck in our heads and we would be meowing the tune. So then it got called that for now, but then it stuck.
Yeah.
Do y'all have a band like mascot, like a dactyl?
Whoa.
Does anyone have a pet bird or lizard or cat or dog or anyone? Can we talk about it?
Because
you know everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
The world is waiting.
There was the little lizard from the cover.
The lizard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The cover image was inspired by something my cat left for me.
A gift.
And the lizard did die with his hand pretty near his heart. So we kind of photographed that, and then Asa drew it up. And That's probably our mascot.
I remember it was like pretty deep in the summer, and it just, I feel like I draw a lot of inspiration in playing with this, just like seeing through the seasons and being in Tucson, and just like this lizard on the sidewalk, and like whatever that was, late July, felt, really true.
Yeah, it's kind of offered up.
Yeah.
That was ended up being really special for me because I had my mom died a couple years ago, and right afterwards, this lizard was in my room.
Oh.
It was in the summer. It was the same. Mm. But I had never seen a lizard hang. I mean, it was really hanging out in my room, and I'd play music with friends, and it would be sitting on the guitar stand and just listening, and I'd come over to play the drums, and this lizard would be sitting on my drum sticks. It spent 45 minutes inside the kick pedal one time when I was playing.
Oh, wow.
And somehow did not get
it imprinted on
hit
you.
And and it just I really felt like it was her, like she had kind of embodied this lizard and stayed in my room to hang out for a while. And so it really felt like special to me too that we ended up having that imagery continue, and you know, as we've been playing. Yeah,
that is a beautiful story. Yeah. All right. Well, I can't think of a better segue to go into the music, keeping the music meeting us in the moment, and that beautiful moment with the little lizard is with us in spirit right now as we get ready to launch into some more music. So thank you for being here, Dactyls, on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. 91.3 FM, KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. We are live in Studio 2A with Dactyls. Love this. This is a really great scene. Hey, Dactyls.
Hey. Hey.
Thanks for being here. So, do you like being referred to as Dactyls? Like, collectively?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did that name happen?
I think that was a really honor.
Finding a name is always such a process. Yeah. We had a lot of ideas, but I think somehow started talking about dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. as
you
do.
Just like, you know, it's really great. Yeah. Dinosaurs.
More or less, yeah. Pretty much.
Like, ever seen a dinosaur's footprint?
That's right. And actually, we found out a lot more about how large the pterodactyl was supposed to have been. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe as tall as the building?
That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm.
And kind of awkward on land. Very like, I guess they had feet on the elbow of their wings that they would, like, kind of hobble around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had like a little claw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's like bat-like wing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. So we thought that was endearing, I think. It's like
the dinosaur that flies.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Right, it's because dinosaurs are basically giant chickens.
Yeah.
You know, and we got chicken snacks. I brought this out.
That's a connection.
Giant chicken.
Have a little look-see at it and the tracks back here. So what did we just hear? Which songs did we just hear?
That was Split Ambivalence, Into Reading Rainbow, and then Waltz in 4.
Yes, and that is as in Walter.
That's right.
Yeah, as Walter, not Waltz.
It's possessive.
This song belongs to Walt.
Yes.
And it's in 4. Yeah. And right. You are 4.
Yeah, well, it's actually in 3.
Only one of us is in 4 for a little
it's
bit.
It's in 3, but it goes to 4 later.
Who's counting?
Yeah. Exactly. No,
none of us.
Not Walt. Walt.
Love that.
Walt's keeping track.
Yeah.
So, we talked earlier about what kinds of questions I would ask you. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, what about your early musical influences? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't just roll out of bed and start listening to jazz. Mm-hmm. You know, it either finds you, or you find it, mm-hmm. or somebody shows it to you. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone in this room has a different story.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, really so nice. Who would like to go first? Who would like to tell us, how did you discover jazz? Or did you all discover it together? Like, I wasn't there, so paint a picture for the theater of the mind.
Yeah.
What was it?
I think mine was listening to jazz in the car with my dad growing up. And then I would go home. I started saxophone through like elementary school. And I mostly learned by ear. I didn't have the attention span to read music. So I just started trying to play along to the radio.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And that's a big commitment, you know, doing the saxophone in school, because you have to carry it around.
Oh, I used to balance it on the handlebar of my BMX bike.
Oh, which see? Talk about theater.
It's probably why my neck hurts.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I took a few spills that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Saxospill. Mm. And did you have, like, you know, you had your reeds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you, like, carry them around in a little glass of water or something?
No, but I did have a blue raspberry flavored reeds. I don't know if those are available anymore. They're disgusting.
That's amazing. Yeah. Available at all ice cream vending trucks.
Yeah, the mold plus blue raspberry is, like, it wasn't a great combo.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
I'm surprised I'm still with this thing, really. It's, like, it stinks.
It sounds amazing.
Thank you.
And it really sets a vibe. So, you know. Just for what it's worth.
I'll stick with it. Okay.
Okay. Does anybody else want to tell us their story of discovering, jazz discovery story? Did anyone? Have you personally? I mean, because you're doing it right now. You are introducing people to jazz.
Yeah.
Actively.
That's cool.
Yeah. Isn't that a nice thing to think about?
Yeah. I think I, just now when I'm thinking about that, I don't remember like exactly the first time I encountered jazz, but I remember a friend of mine in high school giving me a John Coltrane like CD, or actually I think I copied it off of his iPod,
wow.
or something, or his MP3 player or something, and was just like blown away. Actually, I remember the song Naima by John Coltrane.
Ooh, I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah,
Naima.
And But I also remember at the time, what just making me think of now is that that was like a time when I really didn't know anything about how music was supposed to sound like. You know, I was just a kid and just like spent a lot of time like in the piano at my high school. Just like at lunch, I would go there and I would just try out combinations of notes and I would just try to find ones I liked. Which is like kind of like what writing for this band has been a lot of like. It's just like
that sounds trying so pure things and for, organic.
I don't mean for it's probably not totally pure anymore, but you know, like just the feeling of like maybe there's like a permission I feel to like let vocabulary be something that you get to build from the ground up and build collectively too.
Yeah.
So like yeah.
Like the phrases.
Yeah, totally. Like what? There's not a way it's supposed to sound. It like,
yeah. That's so freeing.
Yeah. That's I feel like something that listening to jazz has given me a lot of times. Like that inspiration and permission to do some work on myself and my vocabulary, but in a open-ended way.
In an expansive way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I like that.
One story from Asa I liked about when we had our CD and we were listening to it for the first time in our cars and everything was like, you came in the middle of one of our songs, having been somewhere for a long time, forgotten kind of what was in the car, come back and for the 20 seconds or so thought it was a Radiohead song.
Totally.
Like, nice compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
where totally. Are we? Wait, that's us.
Yeah, that's the middle of Chicken Snacks. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I think, you know, I have not been listening to jazz all that much, you know, over time, but I have always loved instrumental music a lot. And I think we ended up being a jazz band because of the instrumentation and that we're writing, it's instrumental. But I know for me, a lot of the music, I mean, yeah, I was mentioning my mom earlier, just loved music and listened to all sorts of different things and really introduced me to like deeply enjoying music. Like that was just something I grew up doing and have always been kind of fascinated with it. And I started drumming with a teacher in Las Cruces, New Mexico, who taught West African drumming, and my friends and I in high school would drive up there and learn from him. So I came into music as a thing you do together, and even drums as a thing you do together, and would play with my friends and like studied in that way. And then the first bands I was in were actually folk bands, but also had instrumental. We would play instrumental songs. I played with a group in Flagstaff called the Bears and the Bees, and we would do a lot of kind of like Eastern European folk music, and you know, and then played in a couple of folk bands around town here in Tucson. I played in a country band in Flagstaff or in Phoenix. So this is the first band I've been in that's really been a lot of openness on the drums and had a lot of room for complex rhythms and for that to match the music, because really it doesn't match folk music very well to be doing polyrhythms and, you know, kind of being weird. Like, and so this is really the first band I've played in that's been able to be like a full expression of the drum set. But a lot of the music that we have written, the drum rhythms themselves, I've pulled from books, Afro-Cuban rhythm books, some jazz books, listening to other bands. Bjork is a huge influence of mine. The one song we played at the beginning is a drum rhythm from a Tears for Fears song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. So I feel like we've just ended up being jazz kind of because that's what you call this, what we're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird how words work?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's like, well, here we are. We're doing what we want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there just so happens to be a genre where people do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I don't know. I like to think of it as like a sandbox where it's like you can build whatever you want to build. Just keep it going, because you know, it's just It's just for fun.
Yeah.
But also, I think people are really connecting with your music right now. And jazz is having a moment in Tucson, is it not?
Totally.
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's early spring for jazz in Tucson.
Love it.
Yeah. Get ready. Yeah. Here it comes. Right. Get ready for the big blooms. Anyways. Beautiful. Yeah. Hey. You got any shows coming up you want to talk about?
Yeah, we do. Thursday night, that's the 26th, we'll be playing at our bar. Is it 9 or 9:30?
9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of 9:30 start this Thursday.
Yeah. This Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what time will that be starting?
I think our set will start around 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just said that.
Yeah.
And, we're just repeating it for people who were writing it down.
Right. Catch up in your calendars. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be a free show. Come on by. We'll have merch and different things like that. And we're also raising funds for our friend Shauna, who is an amazing Tucson local musician and DJ, and plays in an awesome band called Formula 88, which everyone should listen to, raising funds for their cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. So come on through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be a super special show. This is... probably our last show in Tucson for a little while. We did a big album release party at Congress in December and billed that as a finale. And then fortunately, we get to squeeze one more in before our sax player, beloved sax player, moves out of town. So what we're going to do is just keep playing reunion shows. But this will be kind of our last thing.
It's just fuel for the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where are you headed to?
Back to rainy Oregon.
Oh, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit the Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
Never. Thursday, February 26th at our bar at 9:30. You too can catch Dactyls live, just like I'm doing right now. And just like you're doing over the radio.
Yes.
91.3 FM, KXCI Tucson. Anything else you want to talk about before we go into some more music?
We're so happy to be here. This is really,
yeah. It's really fun. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's mutual. We really appreciate you. Thank you for being here. And thank you for the gift of your music on the air, live at KXCI Tucson. Take it away, Dactyls.
Thank you.
You're listening to Dactyls right here on KXCI Tucson live in Studio 2A. This is Locals Only. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I want to take this opportunity to remind you that if you'd like to see Dactyls live, you can hit the R Bar at 9:30 this Thursday at February 26th. That is the February 26th at 9:30 p.m. at R Bar. And I want to thank Asa Ramsey, Julia Lopez, Sarah Duff, and Paul Boring, all the Dactyls. They're in the house, and we want to thank them for being here tonight. Thank you so much. What a pleasure. Yay.
Thank you.
Let's do that. Snapping and clapping for Dactyls. Thank you so much. And yeah, you want to say something?
Should we wrap up, or we got one more?
Oh, let's see. What time is it?
57.
You got three whole minutes. You want to give it? You want to introduce us a 3-minute song? I see. You might be able to. We can do chicken snacks.
We did that at the beginning. We got Uptown Girls, one. Or you could come see us play Uptown Girls on Thursday.
Yeah, there
we go. Let's leave one for the the curious.
That sounds really good.
Good.
Yeah, we appreciate your time this evening, and we appreciate you being here. And since we have a few minutes left, let's just all go. Let's give ourselves some round of applause.
Hell yeah!
Standing ovation. Hey. And we're gonna miss you, Paul. We're gonna send you off with best wishes on your way to Oregon. And this is a good time to say adieu and farewell to Paul before you go to Oregon. So everybody,
thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be nice there. They got trees.
Some shade. I'm very pale. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you say you were going back there?
Yeah, I used to live there.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. When did what brought you to Tucson, Paul?
Oh, long story.
I actually
moved here from New Orleans, so that's when I picked saxophone back up. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Interesting.
So
that's fascinating.
9 years now.
From New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now you're going to Oregon.
Yeah.
I like it.
Never stop moving.
Yeah, you're a world traveler. It's free. You go where you want.
If I can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a good way to be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good life where to live. Anybody else? Anybody have anything you want to say? Besides, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.